Military spouses are burdened by constant relocation, and that leads to a high rate of unemployment. Congress is starting to take notice. Two bills are up for consideration that might help military spouses get jobs or stay employed. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni reports on what those bills have.
The United States saw major successes in cutting veteran unemployment over the past 8 years, and now lawmakers are focusing their attention on another military group, spouses. Senator Tim Kaine is introducing a bill he hopes will give military spouses more opportunities to gain employment despite having to move regularly with their significant other. At the same time, Senators Ben Cardin and John Cornyn introduced a bill last week to make it easier for military spouses who are teachers to get loan forgiveness even if they have to move school districts. The military spouse unemployment rate rose to 30% in 2017, according to the Blue Star Families Military Lifestyle Survey.
Overall, U.S. unemployment and veteran unemployment has gone down since 2009, since we've been tracking this. Military spouse employment, which was a multiple of those, it was, 26% higher, is actually staying flat or climbing. This last year, we saw it climb a lot. So we're able to point out, boy, this unemployment is really a problem, but also, why does that matter for people beyond the family? We're able to show that this unemployment makes it very difficult for military people to continue to serve because they count on a household income of two earners like other Americans. And when we can't achieve it, it undermines our ability to continue to serve.
That was Kathy Roth Duquette, the CEO of Blue Star Families. Kaine met with military spouses and employers last October and says the meeting was part of the reason he's proposing the legislation.
Around the table, a lot of us were just candid and said, wow, we've worked on veterans' unemployment issues. We're really glad to see that number. But we haven't specifically worked on military spouse employment issues before. I heard that from the employers. I thought about it in terms of my own focus on issues in the committees. So that was very powerful. The second thing was the stories of the military spouses there. A really common story. Couple of common elements, difficulty of transferring credentials from one state to the next if you are in any kind of profession. Getting an interview and having an employer look at you and think, wow, you're really qualified, but boy, you're probably going to have to move in a year and a half. Maybe I should hire somebody who's going to be here longer. So those were some very common ones. And then the stories of resilience from some of the military spouses about what they've had to do to juggle career, family, moves, support for a spouse, sometimes support for an injured spouse, and how that's like a really good leadership and job skill, but how do you put that on a resume?
Kaine's bill modifies the federal hiring authority so federal agencies can hire military spouses faster.
We want to provide more direct authority to hire military spouses. In a lot of the areas, military bases around the country and around the world, some of the best jobs right in the area where the bases are other federal jobs, federal agencies that are co-located or close to military bases. So we want to create expediting hiring authority for military spouses, much like we do with veterans, to enable them to get these jobs, these good jobs, get them more quickly. Also, we've heard stories about the difficulty for military spouses in starting up and having approved entrepreneurship opportunities, especially on the bases where they're living. We want to do some things to make that easier. So that's pillar one.
Kaine's bill also focuses on an issue near and dear to many military families, and that's child care. The Blue Star Families survey notes that two-thirds of military families say they cannot reliably find child care they need. 56% of families say the Defense Department does not provide adequate support to help children cope with the unique challenges associated with military life.
Again and again, we hear from these spouses that the lack of child care on or around military bases puts a big burden in their way in terms of finding employment. If child care is so expensive that the child care is going to cost more than your salary, then you're not going to work. You're not going to maintain your career or profession during that time. But if you can find child care that's more available and more reasonable, then you can continue your career. So we're putting in some new tools to enable more child care workers to pass vetting so that their qualifications are certain. But if we broaden hiring authorities, we can get more qualified child care workers and create more supply, which then should help with cost and affordability.
Kaine's bill also instructs DOD to examine ways to increase the number of cleared child care providers while still adhering to safety standards. The bill also requires DOD to assess whether each duty station is allotted the right number of child care subsidies for the number of families requesting them. Kane's bill opens up some transition services to military spouses as well. The bill makes Military One Source available to spouses for 1 year. Military One Source is a 24/7 resource for education, personal finances, and other assistance. The bill opens up transition assistance programs to military spouses, too. The program offers classes on financial planning and family readiness. Kane says he's not talked to Cardin and Corin about merging his bill with the loan forgiveness bill, but he does want to work with the leaders of the Senate Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee to get the bill folded into the 2019 authorization bill.
We can get it passed this year and start to do all we can to make the lives of these courageous and dedicated and talented military spouses, the men and women who support their Marine soldier, sailor, or airman or woman, they're critical to the support of our military mission. And if we can make their path a little bit easier, it's a good thing for military readiness, family happiness. It keeps people in the military longer if they know their spouse continues to have opportunity. So I'm excited to put the bill in. It should be completely nonpartisan because we all support military spouses. And I thank all those who shared their stories with me along the way.
Congress already gave military spouses a break last year in the 2018 Defense Authorization Act when it comes to state licensing. The law provides up to $500 for spouses to get licensed in their occupation after a station change. So let's say someone in North Carolina moves to Virginia, they could use up to $500 of government money in order to get a new license. There would be no limit to the number of times a spouse could use the benefit as long as it was a permanent move. Lawmakers have struggled in the past to deal with licensing issues with military families, and in 2016, all 50 states eased requirements for military spouses whose careers required professional licenses. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.